A hasty interruption. 轻率的插话。The fine furniture store where I work has been in business since the 1920s. Recently, I received a call from a woman who wanted to replace some chairs from a dining set purchased from us in the 1930s. I assured her we could help and sought the assistance of the office manager. You'll never believe this one, I told him. I just got a call from a customer who bought some chairs from us in the 1930s.Before I could finish repeating her request, he interrupted and said, Don't tell me she hasn't received them yet. 我所工作的精品家具商店是从20世纪20年代以来就营业的。最近我接到一个妇女的电话，她想换一套餐具中的一些椅子。这套餐具她是在30年代从我们这儿买的。我向她保证说我们可以帮她的忙。于是我向部门经理寻求帮助。你永远也不会相信，我对他说，我刚接到一个顾客的电话，他在30年代从我们这里买了一些椅子。我还没来得及重复他的要求，经理就打断了我的话。你别告诉我，他到现在还没收到货。Tell you more. 来看一下语言点。Hasty interruption. H-A-S-T-Y, hasty. 形容词，匆匆的，轻率的。例如 Don't be hasty, it's not so easy to find another job. 别草率行事，找另一份工作并不容易。Interruption 则表示打岔、中断。动词形式是 interrupt, I-N-T-E-R-R-U-P-T, interrupt, 打断别人的话或行动。也可以解释为插嘴。Be in business 是一个词组，表示经商、营业、从事商业。如We have been in business since 1983. 我们从1983年就开始营业了。这里要注意 business 前面没有定冠词 the. A dining set, 餐具。这里 set 有成套使用的同类物品或设备的意思。如 a bedroom set, 一套卧室用品。Stationery set, 文具组合。Sought the assistance.S-O-U-G-H-T, sought, 是动词 seek 的过去式，表示寻找、搜索、寻求。例如 The couple have sought help from marriage advice advocate. 这对夫妇从婚姻指导顾问那里寻求帮助。好，这节笑话就讲解到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。